Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
California Mid-State Fair begins today, celebrating 80 years. Vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The California Mid-State Fair starts today and will run through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s, celebrating the fair's eight decades of agriculture, entertainment, creativity, and community on the Central Coast. This morning at 8:30 will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, followed by the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m. The fair and its exhibits will officially open its gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena will be Old Dominion with Dasha and Annie Bosco. At about 10 p.m. yesterday, a tree branch fell on an employee's in the employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle, and one individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch, and the area has been secured. The Mid-State Fair has provided no additional information. Crews from the city of Paso Robles also responded to a water main break late last night on Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. The city says Riverside Avenue is closed to northbound traffic between 24th Street and Gregory Avenue, while repairs are underway. The incident occurred close to midnight yesterday. The city said it may take a minimum of 10 hours to complete the work before water service can be restored to nearby businesses. Vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A vehicle caught fire yesterday evening on the Cuesta Grade, threatening nearby vegetation. CHP received reports of the vehicle fire at about 4:45 p.m. on Highway 101. The car fire spread to a nearby tree. CHP says the fire was completely extinguished at about 5:02 p.m., but traffic on the northbound 101 was backed up as far as Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo from the incident. No injuries were reported. Amid the heat wave here in Paso Robles, the city reminds residents there are air-conditioned facilities open to the public. The library and senior center are both open, although the current weather is not expected to extend facility hours. Residents are encouraged to visit the library or senior center if they need to cool off this week and take advantage of scheduled activities at these locations. Public swim lessons at Centennial Pool are also a way to stay cool, the city says. Members of the public should also note that the city does consider closing fields and or modifying athletic field use when temperatures reach above 102 for those who have scheduled athletic field use this week. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the American League shut out the National League 4-0 yesterday. Tomorrow, the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, emergency officials found a boat near Alcatraz Island almost fully underwater yesterday afternoon. The boat was carrying 20 passengers as part of a memorial service launched near St. Francis Yacht Club in San Francisco. 16 of the 20 individuals were confirmed rescued, one dead and three remain missing as the U.S. Coast Guard continued to conduct searches for them. A suspect in Fresno County was hospitalized after a deputy shot him in self-defense during a home invasion response. The sheriff's office responded to the two home invasion reports, finding the suspect at the second home. A fight between the deputy and the suspect broke out, prompting the deputy to fire three shots at him. Aid was rendered to the suspect, and he was taken to a medical center with severe injuries. The elephant fire in Sierra County in northeastern California has grown to about 15,000 acres. Containment has also reached 42%. Smoke could impact nearby communities, but evacuation orders have been lifted as the fire spreads away from Loyalton. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, strong buyer demand, outstanding cattle quality, and record high prices combined to create an electric atmosphere here at the Western Video Market's annual July sale in Reno, Nevada. And for longtime auctioneer Rick Machado out of California, who has spent decades selling cattle across the West and beyond, today's cattle market is unlike anything he's ever imagined.
It really is. Man, it's been exciting for quite some time. This one's always our big one of the year. We get into all these summer sale seasons, which regardless of what company it's with, everybody's offering a lot of cattle. It's never been more fun. It's kind of been on the incline here this last few years, and it's fun to see so many of our regular customers enjoy and reap the benefits of this big market.
Now, Machado credits Western Video Market's continued success to the long-standing relationships built with both cattle producers and buyers over the past 35 years. And he says Western Video Market's field representatives have done an exceptional job sourcing high-quality cattle while building trust throughout the entire industry. Learn more at WVMCattle.com.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Central Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest Bronx and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli, fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you a truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The spread of golden mussels in California has alarmed farmers this year as the invasive species established itself in waterways across much of the state. In the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the freshwater mollusks began obstructing irrigation systems that sustain billions of dollars worth of tree nuts, wine grapes, tomatoes, and other crops. Among the most vulnerable agricultural infrastructure are hundreds of steel pipes that siphon water from the Delta into irrigation pumps and ditches. Christopher Newdeck, president of Stockton-based civil engineering firm, said that during the past 6 months, an onslaught of golden mussels began clogging some siphons and pumps that pull water from Delta rivers, choking off farmers' water supply. Replacing siphons, pump stations, and drainage pipes affected by golden mussels could cost farmers in the Delta more than $35 million, according to an estimate Newdeck provided this year to the San Joaquin County Office of Emergency Services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs right around 105, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 102, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Upper 80s Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, mid 80s on Tuesday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
at Michael's Optical. Our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another sign inflation eased last month. The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, declined 0.3% in June. Excluding food and energy, core PPI for last month rose just 0.2%. Wholesale inflation moderated for the year ending in June, up 5.5% and up 4.7%, excluding food and energy. The numbers reflect moderating energy prices in June, though the Iran conflict has pushed crude oil prices higher this month. Also, there's a sign manufacturing is improving in the Northeast. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey from the Federal Reserve rose to 15.6 this month. That's nearly double the expected reading. And there are more upbeat corporate earnings from big banks today: Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, Bank of New York Mellon, and PNC Financial. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
The
email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we're all set and ready to go with freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Tetchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with those outstanding gas prices. That's one of the reasons they call it the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL on this delicious Wednesday morning. Of course he did.
KPRL.
That's right. Right on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. First day of the fair, and I got a couple of emails, but, well, I'll get that. But first things first here, since it is the first day of the fair, I just so happens, I found this at the, you know, when you put stuff in your car and you have it on the other seat, in the passenger seat and so forth and so on, and I, anyway, so as I was leaving the station yesterday, I looked and go, oh, there's something over there on the side of the seat. What could it be? Well, it's a season pass for the California Mid-State Fair. So if anybody would like it, email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I'll let you know through the email. It gets you in each and every day. So there you go. How about that? Good fortune for someone. It's that easy. All right, let's see here. Speaking of the California... Oh, first, let me advise people. People in the area around Lake Nacimiento, you could experience a power shutoff early as noon today through 9 p.m. on Thursday. This is from PG&E. All right, so something to consider. Something to consider. You might want to check your app or whatever connections you may have, but... This was sent out yesterday afternoon. All right, again, in San Luis Obispo County, people in the area around Lake Nacimiento could experience a power shutoff as early as noon on Wednesday through 9 p.m. on Thursday. It doesn't explain if this would be, by the times they're giving, if that's full or just perhaps during that time. I don't know. So, again, just a little warning. Okay. Now, back to the Mid-State Fair. Here we go, folks. Kevin, I understand that the Mid-State Fair is charging $30 to park. This is outrageous. What do they base the figure on? Just milking the public, I suppose. I don't know what they base it on, but... considering parking, when you look around many, shall we say, what's the word I'm looking for here? Venues, that ain't too shabby. That ain't too shabby. Chris, you were probably pretty amazed when you helped me get those tickets last year how much I paid for parking.
How much did you pay for parking?
I paid, I think, $120.
Oof. See, I don't have to worry about that because I just walked to the fair.
Well, this is not for the fair. This is I went to a ball game.
Oh, right. Yeah, the ball game.
Yeah, I took my brother, and there was a reason why I did that. But I'll get to that. Well, somebody was calling in. Do call back. The reason why I did it, because I didn't want to park outside of the area.
in other words, in and around San Francisco. I didn't want to park on the street.
Makes sense.
Because I just don't trust the people.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a friend who has some advice about going to San Francisco and taking a car and parking in the street.
Didn't work out well?
No, his advice is to leave your windows open just so nobody like breaks into it. You will get robbed, so just leave the window open and save yourself the trouble of having to repair your window.
Okay, well, obviously make sure you take everything out of your glove box and everything, but I'm just afraid of what may end up in the car, other than somebody just trying to snatch something, if you know what I mean. Famous for San Francisco. But I did it for a couple reasons. I did it for convenience, and I just didn't want to hassle with it. Plus, I don't know the city that well. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to bite the bullet on this one. It's, you know, once in a lifetime, me and my brother, so I did it. But the other thing, too, is on this, the $30 for the Mid-State Fair, because if you go around, the average cost, and NFL games are probably more, but they typically range anywhere starting from 25 on up at most stadiums around the country. Some may be less, but most aren't. Obviously, if you go to the bigger cities, it's going to be a little bit more, so forth and so on. So, but the one thing is, even for the so-called convenience that I paid for myself and my brother, was we still had about a 15-minute walk. Okay? But, you know, felt safe with the car, and it's very easy to get out and get on the 101 and just go. So that was, you know, worth it. But here at the Mid-State Fair, the parking, it takes you 2 minutes to get into the fair when you park there. That's worth $30, I think. So I think last year it was 25, maybe. I think it was, but I don't know. But, you know, considering the convenience of the parking, or you have a choice if you know yourself, if you know the area well enough, there is some places, but you're going to have to walk a little bit further. And there may be some, well, let's just say apprehension on your part, either walking at night in the dark or just leaving it in certain areas around there. I know when Linda and I lived in town, once in a while, we would park on some of those areas past the railroad tracks there and so forth. No issues, but that's it. So you can either choose to pay the 30 or don't. I'll pay for the convenience. Every time. All right, let's see. What else? Another one. Fallen tree. The city of Paso Robles would be wise to look around the city and see how many trees need to be trimmed. Not just for falling branches, but many block road signs. I would agree 355% for that. Yeah, there's quite a few signs in the city that even the one they have down here with this stupid 25 miles an hour just coming past 24th Street, you can barely see the speed limit sign and some others. So anyway, good suggestion there. Let's see here. Another one. My goodness. Kevin, what did you think of the singing at the All-Star game last night? I thought Jennifer Hudson did a great job on America the Beautiful. I was somewhat, disappointed with, Patti LaBelle? She did okay. But Jennifer Hudson knocked it out of the park. That was a great, great rendition of America the Beautiful. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that or anything else. Okay, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. The third Wednesday of July is National Hot Dog Day. Any day could be Hot Dog Day for me. I don't need an excuse to have them. Let's see here. $30 parking. When I have too much to drink at the fair, it's nice that you don't have to walk as far to get your car. Well, hopefully somebody else will be driving. Okay. The convenience right across the street and so forth. So anyway, you have a choice. I don't know what the other lots charge. This is the one directly across from the fair. I don't know what the Oak or the Pioneer, that area, and, you know, a couple of those houses, you know, for years have been having parking. I don't know what they charge. But again, that's absolutely your choice. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, the city has, they've gone electronic on reporting issues around the city, and they have an app which you can install on your device, and they also just have a website, and it just mimics the app. It just, you don't have to log in or anything. You can submit work requests as a guest. If you do sign in, like create a username, password, then you'll get updates as they go through them, and it works really well. I think they do a good job. Look, I was looking at the app this weekend, and it's pretty active. There's a lot of people, you know, posting issues, and sometimes you get a chuckle out of them. Just I saw one person had posted that the city had removed the landscaping in front of their house, and they wanted it replaced. But looking at the pictures, it was just like little volunteer coyote bushes, and we got a chuckle out of that one because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't landscaping per se. It was just weeds. And it works really good. If you know, you got to be a little tech savvy, but log in. It's got a moving pin, so you can put the pin right on the spot that you're talking about. Because obviously, if you're talking about a tree and a stop sign, there's no address. So it opens up, you can choose the satellite map and just, you know, move the map around until the pin is sitting right on the tree or the bush or the sign. And yeah, it works really well, and I think the city does a great job at being responsive to it.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Is there any way to know other than you personally, you know, visually seeing something being done, or is it just thank you for your input or something like that automatically?
No, I've gotten responses. We've used it, and we've received responses, and I actually had some back and forth on an issue where maybe they didn't find it correctly the first time, or they wanted to, you know, dig a little deeper for information. So somebody from the city actually, you know, emailed me, and then you have a dialogue back and forth. But if you go back to the app, like I was looking at it this weekend, was the different little pins all over the map, or the little flags all over the map, they're different colors based on the status of the work. So let's say you put one in and it hasn't been addressed yet. You know, the one I put in over the weekend sat in, let's say it was color blue or whatever, because it hasn't been acknowledged, because obviously they're not working Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, you go back and look at it on Monday or Tuesday and it turns to green, meaning that they've acknowledged that you put it in and they forwarded it to the correct department, you know, if it's landscape or if it's public works or, you know, water and sewer type thing. They'll do that, and then it'll have the name of the representative with the city who's working on it. It's pretty detailed. You can go back and look at it. Even if you're a guest, you can log in, or don't even have to log in, but go back to the website, and you'll see the changes of colors, and you'll see the status updates, but you just won't receive that personal email back.
Is there something on there for after hours and weekends to be able to notify from city for an absolute emergency?
I believe so. I know, like on the website, that's the one I visited most recently, that it just tells you to call the police department non-emergency number.
Okay.
It's 237-6464, and for some reason I remember it. But, you got a water, you know, if there's water leaking, or like in our neighborhood, the city maintains the parkway strips with turf and you know, shrubs and things like that. And if let's say the sprinkler valve's stuck on and it's not turning off, yeah, you can call that non-emergency number and they'll dispatch whoever they've got on, you know, working on call that weekend to come out and do it.
Okay, well, that sounds like good. One of the things, I hope the public doesn't waste time with stupid stuff that the people with the city have to go through and look at some of these idiots who think this is a problem or an emergency. You know, it's like the problem that went on for years with the 911 calls.
Yes.
That weren't.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, because many of the 911 calls, I forget, it was a very high percentage, were not emergencies. They were just nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the, I guess, society as a whole. You know, it's you've got the, you know, people with the IQ, you know, above 75 and the ones below it, I guess. I don't know. There's some on there, like the one in my neighborhood where the gal wanted the coyote bushes replaced. She's just ignorant to the fact that it was a weed and not a shrub. I think most of the ones we look at them just to kind of see what's going on in our neighborhood, and they're pretty valid. Like you said, the stop sign's blocked by a tree branch, or there's water running down the street every day at this time. So yeah, it's worth visiting, and especially if you live in the city. And like I say, it's got an app. You can install it on your device. You can just visit their website. It opens up a page that looks just like the app.
Okay, well, that's technology if people want to use it. that's good to hear.
Yeah, and it's a tracking system. As soon as you put one in it, there's a tracking number assigned to it. And, they have to, obviously, if they had a bunch of them that they hadn't acknowledged, city council or department manager could look at it and go, hey, what's going on here? You guys aren't doing your job. But this way, every one of them is being touched, and there's a history of who touched it. And if it didn't get fixed, they go back to that person and say, hey, you said you fixed it, but you didn't. And then, it's an accountability and a tracking system. So I think it works really well, and it's money well spent regardless.
All right. Well, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can also text. So Chris did the announcement from the city about the, what they call them, a cooling center, cooling station?
Cooling center.
And, we hit on this a little bit last week or the week before on situation. So, people willing or trying to adapt to temperatures. And again, with me, of people just being absolute babies when it comes to either end, hot or cold, that for some reason, some people, they can't handle it. And I don't mean, I mean that in a couple of ways. They haven't conditioned their body or learned how to condition their bodies and do some measures. However, this is a bit of a surprise for me because I just did it today because when I heard the cooling, I thought, okay, so people are going to go to wherever it was if they have to and so forth. And again, this is, I understand there are some circumstances, okay? But, so, Chris, did you have any idea that soaring temperatures trigger or can trigger in a involuntary psychological overload?
That's it? Just an involuntary psychological overload?
Yep.
Well, I'm not exactly certain what that means, but I guess I can attest that whenever things get hot, I get a little irritable.
Okay. So here it says, people can't take care of themselves in extreme heat because soaring temperatures trigger this involuntary physical overload. What happens? The body shifts blood to the skin and sweats to cool down, which diverts resources from the brain and heart. This physical strain quickly leads to dehydration, confusion, dizziness, and reduced cognitive function. Okay, my question would be, is then, why are some people able to handle it? Well, probably because they use a little common sense. That's just my guess. But again, I tend to simplify things. In California, rising temperatures can quickly overwhelm even healthy individuals who overexert themselves. Okay, now, healthy individuals, again, this is just a guess. They usually, and I'm again have to use myself as an example because I was out playing yesterday. It was hot, extremely hot. Okay. I did liquid up before, And also I have this, you've probably seen them on television, those things you wrap around your neck, you soak them in water, and they work just great. They keep you cool. So now, I didn't do my usual time out there because it was hot. So individuals overexert, again, the healthy ones, I'm not so sure about that. But there are other things that happens with the heat especially. One of the big issues that you need to be aware of, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are your medications. Okay? A lot of medications, and we know Americans like drugs of all kinds, whether legal or not, that these drugs, they can block sweating, and it impairs thirst, and it alters blood pressure and alertness. So something to think about while you're out there during the heat, or again, you don't have to be out there during the heat, but just a couple of things, so... All right, so protect yourself, and don't forget the four-legged animals as well, okay? Help them out as well. We're going to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California Mid-State Fair starts today and will run through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s, celebrating the fair's eight decades of agriculture, entertainment, and community on the Central Coast. At 8:30 a.m. will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, with the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show at 9. Opening ceremonies will be held at 3:45 p.m., and the fair officially opens with free rides all day at 4. Amid the heat wave here in Paso Robles, the city reminds residents there are air-conditioned facilities open to the public. The library and senior center are both open if residents need a cool spot this week. Public swim lessons at Centennial Pool are also a way to stay cool. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. launching fresh strikes against Iran as the naval blockade has been reinstated in the Strait of Hormuz. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller says the commander-in-chief is sending a clear message.
You do not cross the United States. You do not violate an agreement with the United States. You do not break your word with President Trump or America. And you attack shipping in violation of that agreement, and you will pay a hellish price.
Jordan says it shot down three ballistic missiles from Iran. Bahrain says it intercepted several Iranian attacks. House approving a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent.
The yeas are 308, the nays are 117. The bill is passed.
So-called Sunshine Protection Act now heads to the Senate, where its future is uncertain. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Don't forget, I have a season pass for entry to the California Mid-State Fair. Email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. And I'll let you know by noon today if you have won that or not. All right, time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball's 96th Major League All-Star Game in Philadelphia last night. The American League blanked the National League 4-0.
4-0, the first All-Star shutout since 2013. The AL scored three times in the first inning off Phillies ace Christopher Sanchez, loading the bases with two out before Cody Bellinger singled to center to bring in two runs, and his Yankee teammate Ben Rice singled in another.
So cool. To get back-to-back singles there with Belly and drive a run in, and then hopefully we close it out here. It's been cool.
From there, 11 American League pitchers allowed just three hits and fanned 15 NL batters. White Sox third baseman Miguel Vargas took Dodgers lefty Justin Robleski deep in the eighth for insurance. Bellinger was named the game's MVP. One dramatic moment, though. Rays third baseman Junior Caminero took a Riley O'Brien sinker off his left hand in the third inning, but the X-Rays came back clean. The regular season resumes tomorrow, also at Citizens Bank Park, as the Phillies host the Mets. Everyone else gears up for the second half on Friday, including a day-night doubleheader in Boston between the Rays and those red-hot Red Sox. World Cup 2026 semifinals, Spain dominated France 2-0 in Dallas to punch their ticket into Sunday's title match. Mikel Oyarzabal pounded in a penalty after a savvy play by young star Lamine Yamal in the first half. Pedro Porro added an insurance goal in the second half, while goalkeeper Unai Simón made three saves. Today in Atlanta, it'll be England against defending World Cup champion Argentina. The third place game is Saturday in Miami. France will be in that one. And the title match is Sunday in New Jersey. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialists. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Okay, we are 9 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, well, you know it, and could see a high today of, or not see, a feel, a high of 105. 105, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s, and will cool down a little bit on your Thursday to 102, and even better news on Friday, upper 80s. Low 90s Saturday, right around 90 on Sunday and Monday, mid-90s Tuesday, and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:59 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 64 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. That includes apparel. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound where they need to be. And again, make sure that they are hydrated. Hydrated, hydrated. You know, the sidewalks and all that stuff, that's, you wouldn't walk on them barefoot in this kind of weather. Just think of their paws. I don't mean their dads either. All right, there's nothing to report here on the World Famous Pet Alert. But Chris, once again, you are called to the table here.
Indeed. I forgot what the topic was, the theme that we're going with already.
This has to do with laws that probably never happened or not.
Right. The improbable ones.
Right, because it says here, it's the dumb laws list.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just looked up a few of them, and I have not seen any of them that were ever law in any of the states. Because I have quite a few states here, but since we are in the Golden State for now, according to this, which again, it's I'll just say it's a lie.
Probably not true.
Probably not true. It is legal to do what on a witness stand?
Illegal to do what on a witness stand?
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of things.
Well, let's see here. I'll try and help you out.
Sure.
There's a good chance that many people would get emotional on a witness stand.
Cry.
Yep. There it is.
That was a very good hint.
It is.
I was about to say the most ridiculous answer before that.
What was that?
Break into song.
Well, it would be funny. Let's see. It says, again, these are not true, but it just says dumb laws. It's illegal to cry on a witness stand. All right, folks. Let's see here. Oh, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at KPRL.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, 5.5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and also the One Niner Diner out at the airport. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, PSAs, also known as public service announcements. The United States government spends hundreds of millions of dollars yearly on these, and they have for many, many years. Some of them have worked very well. This one did. Let's see here. Thanks to their, let me know which one it is, or four. Thanks to their relatable personalities and humorous skits, the ads became incredibly popular, even inspiring a toy line and a video game. Okay? The relatable personalities are two men, Vince and Larry. What's the PSA for? If you get close, I'll help you out. You don't have to be that exact. So what was this PSA became very popular, and it did work. It did work. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, to the phone lines, we go, go, go. Hi, good morning.
They were the crash test dummies.
Yes, the iconic crash test dummies. The Vince and Larry, obviously you remember them.
From the 80s.
Yeah, well, it was launched in 1985, and it helped raise the national seatbelt usage from 14% to 79%.
That's impressive.
Well, especially since it's government.
Yeah.
So it worked.
Yes.
How about that? So they can't.
They did something finally.
Yeah, they needed two crash test dummies to get the message to Americans. Think about that. All right, sir. Well, extremely well done. May I have your name, please?
This is Garrett Ripple.
All right, Garrett, we have you down as a qualifier. Stay cool, sir.
See you as well. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, let's see here. So, famous public service announcements that are highly memorable campaigns designed to change public attitudes and behaviors. Oh, governments try to do that anyway, right? Change our behavior. All right, obviously, one of the most iconic ones is Smokey Bear. Not Smokey the Bear, it's Smokey Bear. Only you can prevent wildfires. And then this, the other one is, I remember this one, this is your brain on drugs campaign. That along with a mind is a terrible thing to waste. So, you had some extremely ones. The other one that you used to hear a lot were the McGruff. Remember the McGruff, the crime dog? Those were well received as well. And then the one, what was it? John Denver. What was it? Plant a tree, something like that. Anyway, those are just some of the more least memorable ones, but Crash Test Dummies was one of the most, shall we say, successful ones.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. At about 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, a tree branch fell in an employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle, and one individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch, and the fair has provided no additional information. City of Paso Robles says a water main break on Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. The incident occurred close to midnight, and the city estimates it may take a minimum of 10 hours to complete work before service can be restored to nearby businesses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the Crying Indian featuring Iron Eyes Cody, Earth Day stuff. But Smokey Bear is widely considered the most successful PSA in history. It was launched in 1944. It holds an unprecedented 95% awareness among U.S. adults. That's pretty good. All right, folks, two hours to go. This hour of the morning exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.